Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more bore wells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. On the pitch. On Madhagalado.
Gosh.
And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And here we go. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program from MRC, Media Research Center, Sensor Track. Is this a talk show? Is this something about some being a talk show? I don't know. Anyway, from sensortrack.org, Taryn Rose Mandelberg.
Hey, Pastor Greg. Yeah, I get confused with all of our different websites and things like that. Man, we've got a bunch.
Oh, Christmas. I was just suddenly, my tongue got all tied up in the roof of my mouth. I don't know. It's probably not a good thing. Anyway.
Turning into Joe Biden.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know.
Where's the ice cream?
We've done that. We've done this before, T-Rose. We've done this before. Would you tell us about the State of the Union?
Shake hands with the air over here.
Yeah, where am I going? Somebody point me in the right direction. Honey, where's your laptop? I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
And Ashley in the diary. That's when, you know, neither one of those. And actually, I had Noel was on from National File because, you know, they were the ones that actually broke that story regarding the diary. And they had all the evidences that prove that it is her diary. And it is. I don't know if you've seen it yet. My Son Hunter, the film.
I haven't seen it, but I've seen so many reviews of it.
Yeah, well, I don't know what you've seen, but I had Robert Davi on. He's a friend of mine. He directed it, and I watched it. I thought it was well done because it doesn't sit there and bash Hunter. It really, honestly, you walk away from that, and you almost have a sympathy. You know, obviously, yeah,
that's good cinematography, then.
It's what? I'm sorry?
That's good, like, cinematography.
Yeah. Yes.
That's great.
Oh, no. It's
like when you watch horror films, sometimes you sympathize with the, you know, the antagonist.
I follow what you're saying. You know, especially in a situation where, you know, you get what turned them, even though you're like aghast at what they're doing and it's the wrong reaction, but you get the psychological impact of the abuse that they suffered or what have you. And that is portrayed really well. And Robert said, you know, we did this. We wanted to make sure we didn't want people to just go, oh yeah, this is a right wing, you know, let's bash, you know, the Bidens. The Bidens are a tragedy story. For those that are not aware, I mean, Joe Biden's wife and daughter, his first wife and daughter, died in a horrific car accident, okay? Mm-hmm. Hunter Biden lost his mom. Hunter Biden's best friend was his older brother who went off to fight in the military and then ultimately died of cancer. Hunter is a tragedy. That doesn't mean that we should be like, oh, well, since he's a tragedy, we should have all this empathy and let's let him just ruin the country. Okay, Joe had this innate drive that he had to be in a position of power. He wanted power. He wants power. He wants all of this. It's very warped, and the family is very warped. And you know, Joe Biden has some very, very serious and sick mental health problems. The man needs serious psychological care. According to his daughter, he molested her. This is a tragedy, okay? There's no getting around the tragedy. But the tragedy and the empathy and all of that that would be associated with understanding what we're dealing with doesn't mean you put this guy in the Oval Office and put him in charge of our nation. You would never, never, based on the actual history, He shouldn't have been a senator. He shouldn't have been any of that. Maybe he could have gone there, but he first truly, somebody needed to get into his life and say, Joe, man, you have some serious mental health problems that need to be dealt with.
That's right. Yeah. And truly, like Pastor Greg, like you said, you know, even though we can sympathize with people, and recognize that they've been through, you know, tragedies and, just hard times, but that doesn't give them the credentials to be in seats of power. You know, we can have sympathy, like you said, but, you know, if they're not qualified or if they actually are bad people, that doesn't just erase all of the, you know, the
all the bad.
Having sympathy doesn't erase all of the bad things that they do.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And you know, there's no question as well, based on, you know, the information in Hunter's laptop, based on the information in Ashley's diary, that there have been criminal actions and criminal activities and so on that have taken place, and quid pro quo and so forth, and you know, and his groping of, you know, of you know, these little girls and so on. And I'm trying to remember the name of the guy whose daughter Biden groped. Somebody was on the other day, or somebody I was listening to said, you know, you wouldn't even know this guy's name except for one yeah. thing. His daughter was groped by Joe Biden.
So that's the thing, Pastor Gray, that's like what we focus on at the Media Research Center, how the media covers up things that paint Biden in a bad light. And so, you know, whether it's social media or, you know, legacy media on TV, they just cover up all these stories. Like,
yeah.
I mean, we should know that guy's name, and we should know his daughter's name, and we should be, you know, calling Biden out and saying how wrong this was. But that's not what the media does. And anytime somebody goes online and says something like that, they get censored or they get, you know, taken down because they had something, not necessarily negative, but a truth about Biden that the left doesn't like, and that's what they try to hide, because they're just trying to prop up his appearance.
Well, and this is, you know, this is a big part of the problem. You have to wonder then how much propping is going on. And I think everybody knows that, you know, when they had that reception at the White House, and Biden is sitting there kind of, you know, just kind of bopping around, because everybody had surrounded Obama. Everybody was focused on, and it was like Joe Biden was just, you know, kind of like, you know, the guy that showed up at the party, like he crashed the party, like he didn't really belong.
That's exactly right. That's right.
And, you know,
that's exactly how it looked.
And media should have clued in. I mean, normally the press would have clued in and said, hey, wait, what's going on here? Why is everyone in this room focused on the guy that was president, like the 44th president, when and ignoring the 46th president? What's going on here? Why is he getting all, you know, all of this attention? And then, you know, the big unveilings of, you know, it's like picture after picture after portrait after portrait. It's like, is this the Obama presidency or is this the Biden presidency?
Right,
I'm confused.
That's, I couldn't tell when I looked at the pictures if I hadn't seen that, you know, the video and what had happened, I probably would have thought this was, you know, 8 years ago when Obama was in the seat. You know, I wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
Just because it looked like it was the Obama show and Biden was just the special guest.
Yeah. He was just kind of a hanger on. I mean, he was just kind of a hanger on. And I am told, and again, another thing that media is not covering, but I've been told that his chief of staff and Klein and Rice actually have a meeting with Obama before they meet with the President of the United States, Joe Biden, every single day to get their marching orders as to what the agenda is.
Who is running the country, man?
Well, it certainly would appear, and it doesn't seem as though Joe Biden is the guy that's running the country. By all appearances. And then, you know, when you look at the spokesperson, the media spokesperson, I mean, I hate to say this, but it seems like every other word out of her mouth is either a misstatement or she's just plain lying.
Right. Yeah. Or they just answer something else. You know, they'll just hear the question and they'll move on to something else and sort of bounce around it. But when a spokesperson is supposed to give you the direct answers, right? That's what they're there for. We get mumbling from Joe Biden. We don't need that from her as well. So it's kind of frustrating when we're trying to figure out what's happening. And Sasha did that too. You know, it's not just KJP.
Yeah, it really is. It's really quite stunning. All right, so there's a number of stories. You covered a story about a drag queen that is appearing on Dancing with the Stars. See, this is why, folks. I don't even have. I canceled. I was with Hulu. I canceled it. I was looking at it. You know, I like college football. I don't care for the NFL anymore, but I like college football, and I was thinking, gee, I'd like to, you know, maybe watch some college ball, but I don't want to pay one of these one of these things, you know, whether it's Hulu or what have you. I can't do YouTube. YouTube banned me for life. They won't even sell me TV. That's so funny, right? I mean, it's crazy. But I don't want to pay, you know, these exorbitant prices for one day of sports. But Dancing with the Stars, for goodness sakes, and a drag queen. Talk to us about that story.
Yeah, so Dancing with the Stars has been going on. I think this is its 31st season. And last year they said that they broke history because they allowed I think she was 18 at the time, celebrity JoJo Siwa to dance with a female partner. So it was a female and another female dancing together. And that's last year's Dancing with the Stars breaking history moment. Now this year they allow, this is the first time they have a drag queen performing as a female, in the competition with a male. So biologically it's two males dancing together. Now, Pastor Greg, I used to be a professional ballerina, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, this is a dancing competition. And so, as a female dancer, I'm like, we need the men so that they can lift us, they can help do the turns, they can help do, you know, all of the cool stunts and things like that, which makes Dancing with the Stars, since it's not like a ballet competition, which makes it interesting, you know? And especially because it's on TV, you know, it is a dancing competition, but also they do need to dramatize it and make it more edgy and things like that. I get that. But what's frustrating about this is that Dancing with the Stars now, this year, instead of airing on ABC, it's now airing on none other than Disney Plus. So this is, you know, Disney Plus claims to be a family-friendly streaming platform, right?
Yeah.
But I am worried, you know, like, this drag queen, what kind of role model is that going to present to kids that are just watching Disney Plus randomly without, you know, you shouldn't have to have parental supervision to watch something that, you know, approaches things as quote unquote family friendly.
Well, let's talk family friendly. I don't know if you saw this article, but this is the title. It's out of Current Revolt. Slut magnets given out at family friendly Plano Pride Festival. And I'm telling you, this is the 2022 North Texas Pride Festival. It was September 17th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And I warn you that some of these are refrigerator magnets that are put out for the children. Okay. One of them says, orgy, a normal Wednesday night function.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't. There's some things on here that honestly, I can't, I can't even say. I mean, they are just horrible. There's, there's one that says slut, slut. There's one that says bear bait. I'm not even sure what that's about, but it doesn't, that sounds kind of not so good to me. There's another one that says just another gay doctor. But I mean, there's some things on here that are just they are explicit.
They are flat out explicit. There was a video yesterday that I saw where...
hold that. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. NICA products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. NICA products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guest is T. Rose Mandelberg, Newsbusters, and CensorTrack.org. And we're going to be short on our time here because I missed our break. So very quickly, if you would, tell folks what are some of the lead issues you're seeing relative to the CensorTrack.
Yeah, there's a lot of different CensorTrack issues that we see all the time. I know we have been struck on TikTok a lot, and MRC, we're trying to reach younger generations because we can't, you know, a lot of kids don't watch the news or they just see headlines and assume that everything is accurate. So TikTok's a great tool for us to, you know, reach those people, but we are often banned on TikTok. So us as an organization, we're just trying to spread free speech,
right,
banned, which is quite ironic. But yeah, there's been so much going on CensorTrack. I mean, you were censored.
Yeah.
A bunch of different conservative organizations have been censored. We did, there was 11 actually pro-free speech organizations that were permanently banned on TikTok, like I was just talking about. And it's just ironic because, you know, most of these organizations, just like Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America, there's Live Action, which promotes, you know, pro-life topics, Babylon Bee, which is just about, you know, satire, things like that. These have all been banned on TikTok. And, you know, TikTok is owned by and affiliated with the Chinese Communist Party.
Well, that's, so I was just going to say, yep, exactly. Yeah. And I saw something this morning, actually, a video by someone who was saying, look, you got to understand that what you see in America on TikTok is not what the Chinese government shows their people versus not even what the people in Europe see. So TikTok, apparently's algorithms are specific to the specific country. So obviously the CCP is controlling the information highway. CensorTrack.org. Be sure and check it out. Newsbusters as well. T-Rose, we're out of time. God bless you. Thanks for being here. I'll see you probably next week. And I'll be back with D.D. Loguson right after this. Save the Persecuted Christians and Christian Persecution. There's a ton of it. And we'll talk about it next.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code, and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Hey, Pastor.
Hey, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get on Zoom. I didn't know that we were going to do that.
It's my fault. So. It's my fault. Hey, folks, welcome aboard. Good to have you with me. My sincere apologies to my guest, Dede Augustin. I just had realized that I failed to send her the Zoom link. So we're going to try and get her on Zoom, but I do have her with me. And that's the most important thing. Hi, Dede. Welcome aboard. Good to have you. My sincerest apologies for not getting that Zoom link to you sooner. I don't know why.
Oh, it's okay.
So anyway, lots for us to discuss, by the way. And we had Sean Nelson on yesterday, so we we could get out some information about the letter that was sent out, and hopefully we'll get some positive response to that letter that we sent out. And that letter went to Antony Blinken, and that was specific to the issue of Nigeria being listed as a country of particular concern. Have you heard anything about that at all?
No, I haven't heard about the letter. I haven't seen the letter, but I'm looking forward to reading it and circulating it with the Save Persecuted Christians Coalition.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that you were able to get on the International Religious Freedom Roundtable. Many people don't know about this group that formed, almost 15 years ago as a real effort to bring groups like ours, your efforts in Punjab and Save the Persecuted Christians globally to work together among people of other faiths on issues of religious persecution.
Well, I didn't know about it, and I thank you for opening that door and getting me connected with those folks so that I could make them aware, because they weren't aware about what's happening to the Christians in Punjab and the persecution by the Sikhs. And just as an update to that, we have a pastor just 3 days ago that was pulled out of his car and stabbed, and is in the hospital awaiting surgery. And so, you know, the violence continues. The good news, and I spoke with Pastor Samuel this morning about, well, yeah, my morning, his evening, about that today. And he said that the Christian churches there are beginning to come together. Initially, you know, there was, as happens, there was separation by denomination, if you will, and some denominational friction. But I think that they realize that, hey, we have a situation here. We have a problem here. And the only way we're going to solve this is if we unify and come together and support one another and join forces. And so, from what I understand, they are working on accomplishing just that, and hoping that folks like you and I, Dee Dee, and others will, you know, make the world aware of what's happening over there.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's an important thing. And about 20 years ago, under Bill Clinton in 1998, the International Religious Freedom Law in the State Department to track countries of particular concern in the special watch list, and gave provisions for punishing countries that don't hold to our values in America for religious freedom, which we are seeing just slipping away here in the United States. So, and we're also seeing that the will to protect and defend religious freedom, and especially for Christians in the United States, is falling away and is less and less protected.
Well, I think that's an interesting piece when we talk about that. Are we good? Test your volume on Zoom now. I think you're going to come across on there.
Yes.
Yep. There we go. Perfect.
Yep. We're here.
So great to see you. But, you know, part of the problem there is that, and I was talking with a guest earlier from Project 21 Black Leadership Network, talking about social justice, and he made the statement. He said, look, if you're a Christian and you are bringing social justice into your church, you are not a Christian. Social justice is not a biblical justice. Absolutely. Social justice, that's a construct. And in fact, it is one of the reasons why, as you're saying, the defense of Christianity in the public sphere, biblical Christianity, is failing.
It truly is. You know, social justice, they're trying to make Christians conform to the ideas of diversity, equity, and inclusion, which is being pressed right now, and we see it in so many sectors of society. But this is really the battle of the ages. This is the same attempt to conform Christianity to the values of the world. And we were told by our Lord to stand apart from the world. We serve and have always served the most vulnerable, the orphans, the poor. We feed, we clothe, we do so without concern for another person's beliefs, because that is what we have been called to do. But that does not mean that as Christians we must lay down our principles, our beliefs, in order to continue serving in that way. Right. Otherwise, it is the destruction of the undergirdings of everything that has to do with Christianity. And we are being forced, pigeonholed into these structures, these confines, these made-up belief systems to change our values to conform to the world, and that is not the calling of a Christian.
Well, it's interesting. I got a book, and I'm gonna do some more looking into it. But I had read, you know, some things about this. It's by a man named Abdu Murray, who writes a book, More Than a White Man's Religion, and it's pushing back on that whole idea that, oh, well, Christianity is just a white man's religion. Well, It's not. First of all, it started in the Middle East, number one. It started with Jews in the Middle East. Jesus Christ was a Jew. But the whole thing about it is that it is all of mankind. One man, Adam, one man, Jesus Christ, to solve the issue of sin. All of us coming from that one source, irrespective of skin color, irrespective of other cultural influences, at the end of the day, we are all created in the image of God and given our value because of that.
And all are called to be saved, though not all will be saved.
Yeah. Well, and that also begs the question about, and I talk a little bit about, you know, there's a difference between God's love and salvation. Understand that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we are sinners, God still loves. And the example of that is the roof over your head and the food in your belly and water and clothing and oxygen to breathe, and all of the things that God provides in this world, which is His world, His house. He made it, okay? And you get to live in it, even though you abuse it, even though you abuse Him, even though you might abuse yourself or those around you, you still get to live in it. That's love. But
that
it's
is
not
love.
Go
you
ahead.
You see this in the family, which is the foundational building block of society. The family produces, has covenantal love that is given over to God, and in that a man and woman have children and are fruitful, faithful, and free. This family structure is a symbol of that love that God has for all of humanity. We have our children. Some of them will end up being drug addicts or depressed and suicidal or maybe confused as society pushes these ideas on them about their sexuality, about their gender. But that doesn't mean that the mother and father stop loving these children. They don't agree with the sin and the behaviors, and they continue to promote the values that undergird that nuclear family. But they do not agree with the sin. They love their children. They continue to love and support their children. That's a good family, and that is the family of God. God loves all of humanity, but He cannot accept the sin. Nothing that is impure, unholy can come before God, and our place is to be with God. So we are called to holiness, and we cannot be Christians promoting values of secularism and the world and consider ourselves to be still walking in line with Christ and heading towards our eventual home with Him.
Amen. Well, and again, God's the one who makes those rules. God's the one who makes, He is holy. But there was a reason why, we can get into that when we get back too, because there was a group of individuals that went out into the wilderness, and God needed to create a culture by which they would be healthy and by which they would survive. Back with more after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest, Dee Dee Loggison, SaveThePersecutedChristians.org. And I know I've got StopVaxPassports up there, .org as well. And that's still an issue, by the way. You know, everybody's kind of like, you know, thinking, oh, we're past that. You know, we're not. We're not past that. There's still, the lies are still there. As you mentioned, you're going to be, tease that for just a minute, if you don't mind, because folks need to get plugged in. Save the Persecuted Christians does incredible webinars every week.
Every month.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you're doing the China stuff.
Let me tell you, you got a lot going on.
You got a lot going on. A lot of great stuff you're doing.
Well, I'm a freedom fighter, and along with Frank Gaffney, I work on Save the Persecuted Christians as the executive director. I am the executive secretary for the Committee on the Present Danger China, which is at presentdangerchina.org. And we are doing twice weekly webinars there on the USA Betrayed on Tuesdays and the unrestricted warfare that the CCP is engaged in. We are at war with China. They're at war with us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're doing it constantly. And StopVaxPassports.org next Wednesday, the 28th at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, we're doing
a webinar on COVID coercion and fraud. We have Naomi Wolf and a number of other doctors who are coming on to talk about the fraud. We've got lawyers who have been fighting this in court, and Stephanie DeGary, who is the mother of Maddie DeGary, who was horribly injured during the children's vaccine trials. And it has been a fight to get them to recognize that what she is suffering is vaccine injury. It is not rare. It is not rare.
No, Naomi was on. I had Naomi on the program here. She's incredible. And what she's uncovered is incredible. 42,000 vax injuries that took place that the CDC knows about. That the FDA, they know these happened, they're documented, and in a 3-month period they happened in their quote unquote trial. In a 3-month period, 42,000 people vax injured, documented, and they blew right past it and released that same stuff on the general public.
Sure, and outside of the United States and Europe, they are pulling back these vaccines, and the UK has quietly put on their website that it is no longer safe whatsoever. It would never was safe for pregnant women or women of childbearing years to take this vaccine. The numbers of stillborn births in the third trimester is through the roof, and the same with miscarriages following the vaccine, and infertility and the return of menstruation for women who are in menopause. It is horrific what is happening. We did a webinar on that just this last month, so that's up there and ready to go.
Dr. James Thorpe has been a warrior with regards to going after, because I think it's the ABOAG or something. Anyway, it's the American Board of Obstetricians is who it is. Yeah. However they go, and I had him on, and we put out the letter that he put together to send to the board, but basically saying, you guys are putting a stamp of approval on something that is killing babies, that is sterilizing women, and you need to pull back from it, because it's what you're doing is criminal. He really has fought after it. I'm on a stream of doctors, Dr. Malone and Peter McCullough, Dr. McCullough,
yeah.
Put me on this so that I could be following, what's taking place. But it's devastating, Dee Dee. It's devastating.
It's the crime of the century, and it is global. And it does have to do with the Great Reset and depopulation of the world, of these useless eaters, as they begin to push their transhumanism, the melding of AI with humans, and all of, like, President Biden's move towards a digital currency, all the states moving towards digital driver's licenses, banking, ID, and all of your life put together into a digital platform. That is a gateway to the Chinese social credit system, and we need to stop it.
Well, and then a chip, literally, I mean, they're doing this, and then a chip inserted into your hand, your forehead, your, whatever, that you swipe. So you swipe you. And that's how the communicate, and so bringing it back around, I hope, folks, that you're seeing why this is an issue for Save the Persecuted Christians. As Christians, as believers, ladies and gentlemen, we are the final line. We are the defense of humanity. You talk about justice. We are the ones that are fighting for humanity's justice. We're fighting for humanity. We're fighting to defend and protect the value of the image created by God. That is at the root of this. And salvation brings about that radical change that causes us to come together and work together and care and love one another.
This is all, again, at the root of attacking Christianity Everything is spiritual warfare when it comes down to it. The Christians in America are the world's greatest, the authoritarians in the world, their greatest threat. They cannot have anything standing between the individual and the power of the authority.
Yeah.
And no church, no family, and they want to rip that apart. Christians are being othered in the United States. We have been marginalized. We are being dehumanized. We are being stripped of our civil rights. And what comes next, we know this as we've watched persecution develop all around the world, what comes next is violent persecution and killing. And we are losing the moral authority to protect our religious rights here in America and defend our right to be Christians, and Christians with our particular American viewpoint.
and Christians also, well, and you know, and then that goes into, right, they say, well, if you're into nations, then you're, you know, you're one of those evil nationalists. You know, one of the questions that I ask my audience oft times and guests is, do you know who the first nationalist was?
You tell me, Pastor.
God was the first nationalist.
Amen.
Okay?
Yes, he was.
Why?
And the nations came to adore him.
Yeah, and in addition to that, what did he say to Abram? He said, I am calling you out to make you a nation. And then he defined the boundaries of what that nation would be. And as Abram traveled, he demanded of Abram that he respect the boundaries of the nations that he crossed through and the kings that he encountered. Think about that, folks. The first nationalist was the God of the Bible in the book of Genesis, as you said, described also in Psalms and in Proverbs, but in the book of Genesis, he calls out Abram, and he says, I'm going to make a nation out of you.
Yeah, he didn't say, we're going to just meld with everybody. He said, you will stand apart from the world, and that is what Christians are called to do. And
Absolutely. We
must continue to do that. We cannot adopt the values of the world, because the world is broken and corrupt and living in sin. But we have been given grace by God and the Holy Spirit to live apart from the world here and now, and to do so even to the point of death, to follow Jesus to the cross. And we may be, as Americans, called to walk to that cross, because that is where we're heading in the United States with this demeaning, dehumanizing of American Christians.
Well, and Jesus pronounced at the beginning of his ministry, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We carry the kingdom of heaven in us. That was the tearing of the veil. That was the tearing of the destruction in the temple was the release. He said to the Samaritan woman, there's a day coming when you'll no longer turn towards the temple, but you'll worship right here. Why? Because Christ in you. And that's why, folks, I encourage you every morning to make that declaration. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. He gave himself for you. SaveThePersecutedChristians.org. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.